Gentlemen, we are up to Mem Tesem with Beis, a new, fresh Mishnah. So the Mishnah begins, Keitz and Mizamnin, what's the nusach, what's the proper way to create a Zimun, the Birchas HaZimun, that we say before we invite everybody to join us in benching. So we're going to have Zimunim that you don't recognize, because we don't necessarily posture this way. So we begin, B'shlosha, when it comes to three people, Omer, we say, one says to the two, Nivarech Shechal Nubishalo, bless, you know, the one who ate with us, right? But it's Vishloshe Vehu, if it's 3 plus 1, then Omer, then the one who's leading the Zimun says, Baruchu Shechal Nubishalo, that since there is a Shir of a Zimun without him, he doesn't have to say, Nivarech, let us bless, but rather Baruchu in the command, you should bless, okay? When it comes to 10 people, Omer, we say Nivarech Elokeinu, we add in the word Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishalo. Be'asara Vahu, if it's 11, him plus 11, the leader says, Omer, he doesn't have to say Nivarech anymore, let us bench, but this is Baruchu, you should, in the plural, you in the plural, what's you in the plural? You. Baruchu Echad, Baruchu, it should be Baruchu that he leads the Zimun. And then the Mishnah concludes to this piece of the Mishnah, Echad Asara ve'Echad Asara Ribu, whether it's 10 or whether it's 10 thousands, which is 100,000, the Nusach is going to be the same. He always says, Baruchu Elokeinu, and there's no longer a distinction in the Bracha. That's opinion number one. The Mishnah brings in another opinion that if there are more people in the group, we would change the Nusach HaBracha. Bimeya, so now we go on, Bimeya, when it comes to 100 people, who Omer Nivarech El Hashem Elokeinu She'achalnu Mishalo, he says, "Let us bless Hashem, our God, who has eaten with us. We have eaten from Him. We have eaten from Him." But Bimeya Vihu, when it's 101, Omer, he again changes the language from Nivarech to Baruchu Hashem Elokeinu She'achalnu Mishalo. Okay. Furthermore, Be'elef, when it comes to 1,000 people, who Omer, he says, Baruch Hu Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, etc., etc. I'm sorry, did I skip Elif, Omer, Nevarich Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael? He says, Blessed Hashem, the God of Israel, he adds in. But Elif, who, if it's 1,001, Omer, Baruch Hu, he says the words Baruch Hu as opposed to Nevarich. Could you imagine? If you have 1,000 people in a room trying to figure out if you have 1,000 or 1,001? You know, it's hard to figure out. Do we have 10, right? And then it's a big hock. You have 10. I don't know. You can't count to 10. It's 100. 1,000? Could you imagine the amount of time we would waste trying to figure out if it's 1,000 or 1,001? Mem Testament based on the Mishnah. Biribu, when we have 10,000, then you say, Omer Nevarach Lashem Elokei Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvos Yoshev Akruv Malamaz and Shachalu. Wow. So now we have the Lord of Legions who's sitting between the Kruvim. This week's parasha. If it's 10,001, could you just imagine that scene? Trying to determine if there's 10,000 or 10,001. Then he says, now the Mishnah clarifies the Nusach HaBracha that the responders say, just like the one who's leading the Zimun says, Kach onim achra, so too they say back, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvos Yoshev Akruv Malamaz and Shechalnu Mishalo Uvdu Lo Chayinu. So that's it. There's the people who respond, which we know, you know, we have that similar, right? What do we say? Rabbo Sayin Avarach Yishem Hashem Avarach Mitev Olam Birshus Manav Shai Nevev Shechalnu Mishalo. And then the response is Baruch Shechalnu Mishalo. And we'll see later on Uvdu Tuvo, etc., etc. Rabbi Yosef Gliel Yomer, the Mishnah clarifies the reason why we change the Nusach HaBracha according to the amount of people. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili explains, Lefi Rov HaKal, according to the additions in the community, Hei Mevarchem, that's how you make the Bracha. So the longer the Bracha, the more Chashiv it is, the more people, the more Chashiv it is. Shenemar, Koshtei In Tehillim, Perek Samachez, Pasuk Av Zayin, B'makhelos, in the communal, and B'makhelos, in the communities, Baruch Elokim Hashem, they blessed Hashem in Mekor Yisrael from the source of Israel. So we see from here that the Makelos is a communal event, and therefore, depending on the level of the community, is depending on the level of the bracha. Amrev, so then the Mishnah concludes that from 10 people on, we don't change the Nusach HaBracha at all. So the Mishnah explains that according to this opinion, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says we never change even if we go beyond 10. And it brings the pasuk to explain it. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ma matzinu beis hakenesis. Just like we see in a shul when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, echad merubim ve'echad mu'atim, whether there's a lot of people or just 10, Omer, the person who comes up to the Leah says, Baruch Hu es Hashem amivarach, and therefore we shouldn't make a distinction in the benching. That seems to be the way we paskin, like this opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? And then the Gemara concludes, the Mishnah concludes, that since we mentioned Rabbi Akiva saying the Nusach of Baruch Hu, we send the basic Knesset, we bring an opinion of the Mishnah that argues on the Nusach of Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMivorach. Blessed is Hashem, who is blessed. The reason of Rabbi Shmuel is that if you say only Baruch Hu es Hashem, it implies he's taking himself out of the bracha. He says, Baruch Hu es Hashem, you should bless. But when we say, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMivorach, blessed is the one who is blessed, so therefore is re-entering himself into the communal bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So that's what we say, Baruch Hu es Hashem, HaMivarach, Baruch Hu es Hashem. Right? How do we get an Aliyah? What do we start with? Baruch Hu es Hashem. And then the people respond?
Baruch Hashem.
And then we have to say that back. So therefore, we're almost Yosei, both of them. It's interesting, Sfardim added in a couple of different things. What does Sfardim do? Something, the real Sfardim. Hashem Imachem. Right? They start with Hashem Imachem. Hashem is with us. Or them, with you. Right? So then we do that. Okay, but anyway, the point is that we want to enter into the klal of the bracha, and therefore we say, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavarach, juxtaposing both these opinions of Rabbi Akiva and the Halakha Bishmal. Okay, the Gemara now clarifies, is it better to say Nivarech or Baruch Hu? Amr Shmuel Yolam El Yotzi Adem Asasim HaKlal. A person should never move himself from the community. Therefore, even if there's four people, he shouldn't say Baruch Hu, because that means you should bless, and not me. But rather, he should say Nivarech. Nu, who, this is very timely. Who is Yotze Adam Min HaKlal? The Rasha of the Alber Banim. Remember what it says? Afu Yotze Min HaIkar, right? He takes himself out of the community. So that's what a Rasha is. We want to include ourselves. Anyway, the Gemara now asks on this opinion of Shmuel. Tanan B'Shlosha V'Hu, if it's 3 plus 1, Omer Baruch Hu Shachal Mishalo. Sounds like it's better to say Baruch Hu than Nevarich. The Gemara says, Ema, rather say, Af, underline the words, Af, as we turn over to Nun and Aleph, Af Baruch Hu. It's better to say Af Baruch Hu, right? We say both, because when we call Makom Nevarich Adif, when it says that you should say Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean to the exclusion of Nevarich, but rather it means even Baruch Hu, including Nevarich, but Nevarich is greater. Now, whether or not Adif is in the Girsa or not, there's a Machlokas in the Poskim, Machlokas in Rashi, you know, they all hawk about that, but we're not going to get into that. But for our purposes, it says Nevarich is Adif, and Tosu says Lav Dafka, it's not really better, but rather they're equal, but really we say Nevarich included in Baruch. Okay, now the Gemara continues, that the Mishnah is not saying that it's better to say Baruch or Raya to this, Damar Vada Bar Ava Amri Bei Rav, Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah earlier, Shisha, if six people ate together, Nechalokin. They divide up into two different groups of three and three. It's the next Mishnah, right? So if it's Shisha, Nechalokin, we divide them up into groups of three and three, Adasara, until we get to 10. Meaning if you have six, seven, or eight, or nine, you divide them up into different groups. If it's 10, then you keep the group together because you add the word elokeinu. Frekta gemara akasha. Iyamar peshlo, but this makes sense. If nevarach is adif, if nevarach is better, and therefore you're taking four where you're saying baruch hu, and you're switching, you have six together. Let's say, right, six people together. And if you would maintain that group, you would say baruch hu, but we're saying to split up. That makes sense if nevarach is better because you're switching from baruch hu to nevarach. That's why you divide it up. But if you say that Baruch Hu is better, and you can only say Baruch Hu with six people, not with three. Rather, what do we see from here? Nevarich is adif. Nevarich is better, so he shouldn't take himself out of the community. Shma mino, we see from here that is in fact the case. Tanya, we learned in a brisa as well. What do we see in a brisa? That the intent of the Mishnah that not that it's better to say Baruch Hu, but rather you have the right to say Baruch Hu. Ben Shomer Baruch Hu, Ben Shomer Nevarich. Whether he says Baruch Hu, whether he says Nevarich, Ein Tov, so no, so we don't be so medakdik with him, Al-Kach. Vanikdakin, Tov, so no, so Al-Kach. And the people who are medakdik, we hack them up on that, because they're taking themselves out of the community. I just want to make a diuk, and I don't know if it's true, but the word nikdakin comes from an English word that sounds familiar. You know what it looks like? The guys who are nik, what's the word? Vahanak danin? Sounds like the word nudnik. I wonder if they're comparable. I mean, they're, come on, I can't believe you left out Baruch Hu. Those guys are nudnikin, right? The people are, you know what a nudnik is? Somebody who's like, oh, I can't believe you said E instead of Y. Like, come on, stop it. Don't be a nudnik. Anyway, somebody's used some etymology words, but I believe that they are comparable.
Sounds. It's not a Yiddish word.
What? Like an English word? I don't know. Look it up. You never heard the word nudnik?
I have.
You're such a nudnik.
It's Yiddish.
So it probably comes from this. It's Yiddish. It comes from this. But do the research on that word. I believe it comes from this. Anyway, the Brayso continues to say other diukim in the nusach of Birkas Hamazon. Birkasov shall adam nicker and talmud chacham umlaf. From the way a person gives a bracha, we can medayik as to whether it's talmud chacham. In a case that how so, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says if we say Baruch Shechalim Shlo ubetuvo chayinu, then harei zeh talmud chacham. He's a talmud chacham. Umi tuvo, if you say from your blessing, harei zeh bor, he is an ignoramus. Because if he says umi tuvo, the word mem is from, that comes to exclude, meaning from your kindness, meaning not all of his kindness. And that's not such a good thing, a way of praising a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Today, it's not so clear, because today we just open up our sitters and we read from our sitters. So you're not madayik as a talmud chacham if you know these things, you just read what the person said before you. Anyway, the Gemara then asks on Rabbi Amalei, Abai Lerav Dimi, Vaksiv, I, when David HaMelech gave a tefillah, he says, Umi birchascha yivarech beis avdecha liolam, from, with the mem, underline the word mem in this passage, because that's where the kash is coming from. Umi birchascha yivarech beis avdecha liolam, and from your blessings you shall be blessed, the beis avdecha, the house of your servant forever, right? But he adds in the word mem before his bakasha. So if that, according to Rebbe, that's correct, that the one who adds the mem is a boor, then why here is David HaMelech not a boor? That would be problematic, because we know David HaMelech is not a boor. And for the Gemara, b'she'ela shiny. This is a bakashin, is tefillah. This is different. This is, he's asking for something. Then you could ask, like a poor person in front of a rich person. You don't want to say, give me everything. You want to say, just give me a little bit. Umi birchascha, I should get. But when you're praising Hashem, you have to say the words, me tuvo. Says the Gemara, wait, b'she'ela nami haksiv, even when it comes to requests, we see that you could ask for everything, shenemer, because it says in Tehillim, pei aleph, yud aleph, harchev picha v'amalehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, open up your mouth to ask whatever you wish, and I'll fill it up for you. So why is David all of a sudden scared to say mi birchascha? So the Gemara says, Hahu b'divrei toriksiv. Hahu b'divrei toriksiv. Over there, the pasuk of Archiv Picha Vamleu, that is saying b'dvar Torah, divrei Torah. You can ask for there for whatever you wish. You want to be a Talmud Chacham, you got to ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu to be a Talmud Chacham. Ask for the whole 9 yards. It should be 10 yards. Okay, no. You know why it comes 9 yards, not 10 yards? Think about fighter pilots in World War II, that they had the whole 9 yards was the whole thing. Because you're saying they sell 10 yards as a first down. Okay, anyway. But that's all it comes to. When it comes to our normal requests, there we throw them in. I had a kash on this. Who wrote Tehillim? Who's the one we're asking the kash on? David. Meaning, it's not a kash. It shouldn't have been a kash in the first. David HaMelech knew. There he used the nusach like this, and there he used the nusach like that. I mean, here David HaMelech was writing Baruch HaKadosh, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. But nevertheless, it is tricky that we ask a kash from David, from Tehillim, meaning David knew the proper nusach. Okay. So the Gemara then brings an additional braisa, that bring in the additional nusach of Birkas HaMazon. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rebbe Omer, Bituvo Chayinu, Hareze Talmud Chacham. If you say Baruch Shechalim Yishlov Tuvo Chayinu, you're a Talmud Chacham. Hareze Talmud Chacham. If you say Chay Ubituvo Chayim, not Chayinu our lives, but Chayim our life, Hareze Bor. Because once again, he takes himself out of the group. In the Harblei, Manne Ivcha. In the Harblei, they learned the opposite. That a Chacham who lived in Narblay, he learned the brisa that says ubutuvo chayim is what you're supposed to say. Veleis hilchasa kinaharblay, and we don't pasky like the people in Narblay, right? Because he says only the mezamdin are living long, not the other people. It's hard to say such a thing. Rabbi Yochanan brings other diktukim in Birkat Hamazon. Rabbi Yochanan nevarich she'achalnu mishalo. If you say the words nevarich she'achalnu mishalo, blessed she'achalnu that we ate mishalo from his. That's a Talmud Chacham. Lemi she'achalnu mishalo from the one who lemi who has eaten who has provided us the food. Harei zebor, because that implies that he's looking at the balabayis and not necessarily the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asks on Rav Yochanan. Amle Rav Acha bered Rav Elu Rav Ashi varminan lemisha asa lavoseinu v'lanu es kol anisa me'elu. When it comes to the Agada of Pesach, we say, right coming up, we say, lefichach, therefore we have to praise to the one who has provided us with all the miracles. Right? So we see there's no prevention from using the words lemi. So why can't I say lemisha achalnu mishalo to the one who has provided me with the food? Armalei, so Rav Ashi says, Hasim in the Haggadah, Muchacha Milsa. It's clear that we're praising God, because we just spoke about it for the previous God knows what. And therefore, when we start Hallel, of course we're praising God. Right? Man of the Nisi, who's the one who does the miracles? Kutcha Brichu. Clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who does miracles. Right? So therefore, since there's no room to make a mistake, therefore we say Lami. But when it comes to the Zimun, after we're talking about the Shef. One additional Memra, when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan, the Nis Birchas Zimun, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch She'achalnu Mishalo, blessed the one who we ate from, Harei Zeh Talmud Chacham, Al HaMazon She'achalnu, if we place the food that we ate, right, and I didn't say Mishalo from his, Harei Zeh Bor, because there it sounds like I'm praising the food and not the person who provided food, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr Rafun Abrei Dev Yishu Aloyah, Amr in Ela B'Shlosha. We only say Al HaMazon She'achalnu with three people, the Leka Shem Shamayim, because there we don't mention the name of God in our Zimun. And therefore I can make a mistake as to who I'm praising. Aval ba'asar, when it comes to 10 people that I say, Baruch Elokeinu Shechal Mishlo, Di'ika Shem Shemayim, where there is the name of God, Muchacha Milsa, it's clear that I'm blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiddisnan, like we learned in the Mishnah just yesterday, on Mem Testament Beis, that we say, Omer Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvos Yoshe Akruv Malamazon Shechalnu Kinyin Shu Mevarach Kach Kach Odenav Achrav. Just like we make a bracha before, so too we respond to him. We respond, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvos Yoshe Akruv Malamazon Shechalnu, that this is the Lord of Israel, the Lord of the legions, who sits upon the Kruvim on the food that we have eaten. So it's clear in the Mishnah that we could say Al HaMazon She'achalnu, and I don't have to say the word Shalo if I invoke the name of God prior. Everybody have an amazing, wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you back here on Sunday. B'lin Nedar.